Hello, everybody. My name is Atifa Robinson, and I'm the project manager for Kenosha Life Course Initiative for Healthy Families. I want to welcome you today to the Kenosha Life Health Equity podcast series. The Life Course Initiative for Healthy Family is a target regional program of the UW School of Medicine and Public Health, Wisconsin partnership program designed to improve community conditions that lead to healthier birth outcomes among African Americans in Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Racine in Wisconsin. September is National Infant Mortality Awareness Month, and today we'll be talking to the home visiting program. Please introduce yourself and explain your role.
My name is Lori Peters. I am the Parents as Teachers Nurse Home Visiting Team Leader.
And I am Brianna Canuti, the Nurse Family Partnership Home Visiting Team Leader.
Well, today I want to thank you guys for just coming out and talking to us about, since September is Infant Mortality Month, and that is something that Kenosha Life is working on. So today I wanted to talk to you, what makes the home visiting program unique from other parent education programs?
Well, both of the home visiting teams have nurses who are home visitors. The nurse home visitors educate families using our evidence-based curriculum, which is Parents as Teachers and Nurse Family Partnership. And we change the future for the most vulnerable babies by equipping the best people for the job, which are their parents. And we help them to become competent, confident parents. As I mentioned before, our evidence-based programs, the Nurse Family Partnership and Parents as Teachers, our evidence-based programs are delivered at the most critical time for mom, baby, and family. The first 1,000 days of a child's life are very important for lifelong success. By partnering with a nurse through the home visitation program, the parents can become self-assured, confident, and capable.
I think a few things that set us apart from some of the other home visitation programs, again, is that we are all nurses. And as nurses, we provide very high-level education targeted to that family's need. For example, if the mother has a significant pregnancy complication that perhaps she doesn't really understand well, we can call the physician, find out what's going on, and then provide targeted education to that family. We also provide high-level support to the families by giving them education about childbirth, about parenting, about breastfeeding. We don't always have to call somebody in for this sort of support either. We also provide a lot of assessments to the families, not only during pregnancy, but also afterwards. And some of the assessments include postpartum depression assessments and developmental screenings for the child.
I think that is so wonderful. How do you think the home visiting program advocate for children and families through community engagement?
Well, the nurse home visitors help the mothers where they are at. They're able to help them with what is needed at the time when it comes up, which can be different for every mother that we see and help. If the mom needs help deciphering what their physician has said, needs help with resources, needs help making an appointment, or just needs the support or someone to talk to, the nurse home visitor is there to help them.
On a community-wide level, we are involved in several committees that address everything from kindergarten readiness to maternal and child health trends. This allows us to monitor what's going on in the community and then target our clients in terms of what their needs might be.
I mean, you brought up kindergarten readiness. Mm-hmm. Do you think the home visiting program support for families is from pregnancy through kindergarten?
Absolutely. One of our goals is to make sure the child is kindergarten ready. We do this through frequent developmental screens, as I mentioned before. We use both the ASQ and the ASQ-SE. As appropriate, we will refer to birth to three for additional services if the child screens out. We also provide activities to the families to help strengthen the child in any area that may need help. Upon graduation from the program, we do refer to both early Head Start and Head Start, depending on the child's age. So this allows for continued education up until the child is ready for kindergarten.
You know what, you brought up Head Start. Is there an income requirement to participate in the home visiting program?
Well, there is. However, what we use is the WIC income guidelines, which is a sliding scale based on family size. But if there is a family that expresses desire to participate in services, we will not turn anybody away.
I think that's a really, really good thing because a lot of families do need services, and the fact that you will help and assist everyone is what health equity is. We want to make sure that all services are available. One of the things I know that you guys work with first-time moms, how do you help first-time moms succeed?
Well, first-time moms, or really any moms, can often feel isolated and feel like they have no support. Additionally, babies don't come with instruction manuals, so the help of the nurse who provides a targeted education and support for the family's needs, these moms are able to thrive. This is also true for moms who have had previous babies.
I think that's a very good way of just encompassing everything that first-time moms do sometimes feel isolated. And, you know, by you guys being that strong support for them, it's helping them, too, when they have more children to be able to support the whole family. Last but not least, what are some of the misconceptions about the home visiting program that you would like to address? I know there's a lot of benefits to participating in the program. I would like for you to address the misconceptions first, then conclude with what experience the families will have if they participate.
I think the first thing I would like to say is that we are not in the home to judge. Having children is difficult. Keeping a perfect house is even harder. Our primary purpose is really just to help the family thrive. We are nurses first and foremost, and that is how we approach the family. We also don't judge if the mom is having difficulty with things like postpartum depression. Some of our nurses have suffered through things like this, and by knowing that it's a real thing, and maybe even having that conversation about our personal experiences with our families, we can sometimes help them to get the help that they need. So we're not there to judge, and we are just nurses that want to help.
And by participating in the home visitation programs, the families not only gain a trusted ally, they also receive the support and education tailored to fit their own needs. The families who graduate from the programs often stay in contact with the nurse, and this is sometimes done through our monthly activity events or even through the simple text message, as they often view their nurse as an important part of their lives.
So what do you think are sometimes the biggest challenges with participating in the home visiting program? Do you think it's more of, I'm afraid? Or is it more so that I really want to do this, but I'm afraid that I'm not going to be the best mom ever?
I think sometimes that their parents are afraid that, again, we're going to judge them or somehow turn on them or turn them into somebody. I think sometimes they just don't know what to expect. What they should know, though, is this is completely voluntary. If they like the program but maybe don't click with that particular nurse, they can request a different nurse. So that we can find a better fit for them. If the family maybe had enrolled initially because they were super concerned about pregnancy and new baby stuff, but maybe they've got the toddler stuff down, they can discharge whenever they like. So those are all options for the family.
And also, I would say, just allowing a stranger into your home can be very scary. So if that's the case, the nurses can also meet them wherever they want to in the community. We can meet them here, we can meet them any restaurant, at the library, anywhere in the community to make them, first time meet the nurse and build a relationship. And then once that relationship is built, then if they would choose to, they can invite them into their home.
So what is one of the big takeaways that you would say from an individual who's graduated from the home visiting program? What is one of those priceless moments that you guys take away when they graduate from the program?
I guess I would say they learn to become their own advocate. They're able to build on the skills that the nurse tries to help along the way, help them get where they need to go, whatever it is. If they wanted to go back to school or if they wanted to get a job, if whatever it may be, whatever their end goal may be, the nurse is there to help support them in that direction.
One of the things I want to say to you guys, the key words I've learned through this podcast with you guys is support, thrive, and advocate. And in order for us to get to health equity, we definitely want to teach our parents to provide support for their self and their families, be able to advocate on behalf of their self for access to care, and then also to thrive in challenging situations. I can see that some things that you guys provide help families with stressful situations and social determinant of health that affect healthy birth outcomes. Where do you see the home visiting program in 2020? And what new things that you think will come out that will assist with those social determinant of health that affects health equity?
So one of the things that I'm currently working on is a mindfulness project, helping parents to recognize their emotions as they occur, and maybe not necessarily reacting to that initial emotion, but acknowledging that it's there, taking a pause, and then moving on. And this allows us to approach our children in a calmer way. It allows us to approach our life in general in a calmer way and make choices that might be better for us in the long run. We can also teach this to our children, which creates emotionally healthy children. So I think that is one of our goals for 2020.
Yeah, I would agree with that as well. And, you know, helping to build the, you know, making them become resilient to different obstacles that come their way. Because there is always going to be obstacles that come into a person's life. It's being able to learn how to, overcome them and achieve your goals still, and however that encompasses.
Thank you so much, Lori and Brianna, for being on the Kenosha Life Course Initiative for Healthy Families podcast and talking to us about the home visiting program. I am excited to see what 2020 will look like for the home visiting program. I like the fact that you guys talked about mindfulness and resilience, because that leads me to those protective factors. Mm-hmm. And this was a great way to start, you know, September Infant Mortality Awareness Month. So thank you guys again for coming on to the podcast. Is there any last words that you want to give to the viewers before we conclude?
We are always looking for new families to enroll. Please just call the health department and we will get you set up with a nurse. We would love to have you in our program.
And we will get you to the right program. Don't worry about that. We got that covered.
Thank you, Lori and Brianna,
thank you so much.
I really enjoyed you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Stay tuned, you guys, for more podcasts that will be coming up for Infant Mortality in September. My name is Atifa Robinson. Thank you for joining us.